This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Morning, everyone. Agutiyar. Agabenchtiyar. Agamar Chasima Toiva. Hope everybody's doing well. This Tosfos that we're going to learn today is probably, you know, if you had to make a list of the 10 most fundamental Tosfosin and Shas, I would think this would be one of them. When I was in yeshiva, there are two parts of Tosfos. So just on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, we had three shiurim. And then on the Rivam, Karka Olam, we had eight shiurim. So this is something that we did for a few weeks, this Tosfos. And we only have one session on it. So I think the best way is we're going to read it inside together and hopefully speak out what is appropriate. The Gemara said that even though the Chachamim were misakin to get married on Wednesday, but because of the danger and on, the custom was to get married on Tuesday, and the Chachamim did not protest. And the Gemara asked, what was the danger? It wasn't a danger that somebody was threatening the lives of these besulais, because then the Chachamim should have uprooted the Takana. Rabba said that the government said whoever gets married on Wednesday has to have relations with the Hegmon. So Gemara says, it's not a danger, it's an oinus. Gemara says, no, it's a danger. Because the tznuais, the frum women, they will be moiser nefesh for katala, because why will they give up their life? Because they're going to think they're going to be aser to their husband, and that indicates that it's an iser. So therefore they're going to give up their life, and it's going to come to danger. So the Gemara asks, why don't we just tell them oinus is permitted? Which Rashi says it means, why don't we tell them that someone who has relations with oinus is not aser to her husband? Because we learn that from the pasuk, v'hiloi nisbasa, and she wasn't forced, that if she's forced, she's not aser to her husband. And if she's not aser to her husband, she won't give up her life. That's the Gemara's kasha. The lidroi shlehu, the oinus shari. Why don't we darshan to them that oinus is permitted? The lidroi shlehu, the oinus shari. Why don't we darshan to them that oinus is permitted? So comes Tosfos, and Tosfos asks the question of the century, Vim Toimer, I'll ask you a question, Va'amrinu b'perek ben soiru moira, we say in Sanhedrin daf ayin dalid, Al kol aveirois, yavar v'al yeharig, on all aveirois, you always have to violate the aveira, but you can't, and save your life. Chutz me'avedus kechavim, gilei ra'is v'shvichas damim. So how could the Gemara ask, tell the women that oinus is mutter, tell the tznuais oinus is mutter, that she doesn't become aser to her husband, and this way she won't give up her life. Right? The Gemara said the issue is the tznuais who are aser to their husbands are going to think they have to give up their life. So the Gemara asks, so tell them that they're mutter to their husbands and they don't have to give up their life. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean? They have to give up their life. Because it's Gilei Arayos. And one of the three Averos that you have to give up your life for is Gilei Arayos. How could the Gemara ask, tell the women that they don't have to give up their life because they're mutter to their husbands? Whether they're mutter or usher to their husbands, that is irrespective. At the end of the day, they have to give up their life not to have Arayos, not to have relations with the Gentile. Okay? That's Tosfos' Kasha. There are going to be two answers. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. The Tirits Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam answered, De'ein chayavin misa al be'ilas mitzri, that by living with a guy, with living with an Egyptian, living with a guy, she's not chayav misa. De'rachmana afgare lazare, the Torah rendered ownerless his descendants, the Mitzri, the Chsiv, the Zirmas, Susim, Zirmasam, and the issue of horses is their issue. Says Rabbeinu Tam, relation with a goy is not a chi of misa. Now, what would you say? Is it permitted? No, it's not permitted. Is it usser? It sure sounds like it's usser, but you don't have to give up your life. Now, would the woman be usser to her husband if she lives with a guy? Tosfos doesn't say. It says, but Rabbi... Now, by the way, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about Rabbeinu Tam over the last couple of months, now, and we mentioned Rabbeinu Tam did not like Gentiles, especially after they try to kill him. But look how Rabbeinu Tam says that you're not chayiv misa for bilas mitzri because the Torah is mafker their seed. Umay siraya. Rabbeinu Tam brought a proof. De parich beben sayro umayra. The Gemara in Ben Sayro umayra in Sanhedrin asks, "Ay ha eser par hes yahava." How could Esther live with Achashverosh, but it was public? Do you remember that question? The Gemara asks, how could Esther live with Achashverosh, but it's public? What do you mean? The Gemara should ask a much more basic question. As it's Arayos, forget about public or private. It's one of the three cardinal sins. This is Rabbeinu Tam's great proof. Why does the Gemara ask Esther did it publicly? Who cares where it was done? It's Gili Arayos. V'loi parich va Esther Gili Arayos havia. Why? Mashma to be shum arayos lo yava mechayva. There would not be a chiyav of arayos. Why? Because it's bias mitzri lo yishma biyav. Zer masusim zer masam. The issue is that it's public. But with a guy, there's no avera of gilay arayos. Okay, that's the shita Rabbeinu Tam. Umitoich kach, and because of this, hitter. Rabbeinu Tam, Labas Yisrael, Shehimira. Rabbeinu Tam allowed a Jewish woman that converted. She became a rebel. Uba alah oived koychavim. And a Gentile lived with her. Lekaima la oisa oived koychavim. She could live with that Gentile. Kishe Yizgayer, when she converts. It's not shaykh to say echad labal ve'echad labayal if a guy lives with her. They have a kabias behema because it's like the bia of a guy. Listen to what Rabbeinu Tam is paskening. L'chayra the cases, the woman was a married woman and she lived with a guy. Right? She was mazana. And then let's say the guy converts. So we should say, Echad Labal, the Echad Labayel. No, you can't say Echad Labal, the Echad Labayel by B.S. Mitzri. Now, it seems like there's an issue over here. In the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, are you prohibited to the Bayal? And Rabbeinu Tam said, you can live with the Bayal, but only after he converts. Now, in other words, before he converts, he's a guy, so obviously you can't live with him. And after he converts, you should be allowed to... Rabbeinu Tam says you're allowed to live with him. Why? Because there's no Isser Labayel, because the guy is like a behema. In the same way, if you live with a behema, you're not usser to the Baal. So if you live with a guy, you're not usser to the Bayal. What would Rabbeinu Tam hold about the Baal? Are you usser to the Baal or not usser to the Baal? What? Mutter to the Baal, right? So what would Rabbeinu Tam hold of regarding the Baal. L'chaira, Pashtus and Taisus says, if the Bia of a Mitzri is a Bias Behema, and it's not a Bia, then the same way he mattered you to the Bayel, L'chaira, you should be mutter to the Baal, yeah? In other words, if a woman is Mezane with a guy, does she become Aser to the husband? Chasam Sofer learns Taisus that Rabbeinu Tam holds she would be Aser to the Baal. How could such a thing be? Why would you be mutter to the Bayel and also to the Baal? Chasam Sofer says the reason why there's an Isser to the Baal is because ma'ala ma'al be'isha, you were treacherous to the husband. So you're treacherous to the husband, so that is an Isser irrespective of whether it's a Bia or not, but because of your infidelity to the husband, you get it. Regardless of whether what you did was a bia, you were still unfaithful to the husband. So Rabbeinu Tam, according to Chasam Sofer, could hold your usher to the Baal. Now, why you mutter to the Bayel? It's a combination of two things. First of all, it's panim chadoshos bo'okan. You have to understand that the Bayel is converting. Well, so if the Bayel is converting, why don't we say he's... Why do I need this idea that Bias Mitzri loy shma bia? Even if Bias Mitzri shma bia, but panim chadasha is gershin es gayer. The answer is, because if the guy is considered a bia, then regarding Bia, there's no panim chadashos. The idea that Gershon is got katan shenal dami is only if in that area itself you become a new entity. But if your Bia had the status of Bia before and nothing is changing in the conversion regarding Bia, so then it would be an Isser to the Bayel, and it's not only because as a goy, the bia of a goy is not a bia. So here's the bottom line. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the reason why the Gemara could ask that tell the tznuais that there's no isra v'yaharik v'al yavar is because you're living with the goy. And living with the goy is not considered gilui arayas. And Rabbeinu Tam says you're not chayiv misa for living with a guy. And the proof is the Gemara only asked by Esther that it's public. The Gemara never asked that it's gilui arayos. And for this reason, Rabbeinu Tam allowed a woman to remain married to the Bayel. Would she be usher to the Baal? Pashtus says not. Chasam Sofer says a chiddush that yes, she would be usher to the Baal. That is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, okay? Rabbeinu Tam alone you could spend a long time on. But we're just trying to get like a heck of here of the Shitois. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Ve'ein nira l'rivam. This would not seem to be true according to the Rivam. Teha al yedei bias oived koychavim nesra labala. Because by living with a guy, you're aser to her husband. Kida amar hacha, like we say over here, de'ika prutzais. The Gemara says, you can't say that when the Gemara asks, Lilu Shahuda Ainashari, the Gemara says, no, there are prutzais who are going to say, well, really, Ainas is mutter, and they're going to go do it baratzan, and they're usher to their husbands, and for them it's taka, yeharag, v'al yavar. What do you mean? Why would they be usher to their husbands, if they do it baratzan? According to Rabbeinu Tam, that bias goy is not a bia. Now, we just said that Rabbeinu Tam would agree that possibly you're usher to the Baal, right? So what's the Rivam saying? No, I don't agree with you because the Gemara says that you're usher to the Baal. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam agrees you're usher to the Baal. So there are two ways of understanding Tosfos. Either, how did the Rivam grip Rabbeinu Tam? Either the Rivam thought that Rabbeinu Tam held your mutter to the Baal since it's Bias Mitzri, or The Rivam knew that Rabbeinu Tam held your Asur to the Baal, but the Rivam is saying, well, if you're Asur to the Baal, then you should also be Asur to the Baal. But Pashtus is in Toisus that the Rivam grips Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam holds, you're not Asur to the Baal. Otherwise, why is he bringing a proof that you're Asur to the Baal if Rabbeinu Tam agrees to that? Okay. Now, the Rivam brings another Raya. Uve perek ha'isha shenes armala, gabe ha'isha shenechvesha bein ha'ovdei koychavim, amrinan deberatzain asura labala. In later on, we say by a woman that's captured by goyim that if she lives beratzain, she's asur to her husband. What about in Masechta Megillah? Esther said, "V'chasher avadeti, avadeti." What do you mean? Why would she be usher to Mordechai, but it's a goy? V'amar nami b'Megillah, "Kasher avadeti, avadeti, kasher avadeti, meisav avadeti mimcha." Alma legabe bala loychashiva bilas mitzri. We see regarding the husband, it's not considered bilas mitzri. Kibias behima. V'huadin leboyel to the boyel also. Afa gav de'ein znus lebehema. Even though there's no znus with an animal, it's not considered adultery if someone lives with an animal. Ve'ein bias behema poiseles v'oiseres. And the bia of a behema doesn't passel a woman, doesn't prohibit a woman. Kamrin per kabal yivimtoi. Bias mitzri have a bia. Now again, Rabbeinu Tam may agree that you're usher to the Baal, just not usher to the Baal. Or Rabbeinu Tam may say you're not usher to the Baal. And the Rivam is saying, we see from all these sources, especially Esther, that you're usher to the Baal. And thereby, you should be usher to the Baal. Meaning Rabbeinu Tam holds, the Rivam holds, that if it's a bia legabe the Baal, it should be a bia to the Baal. And don't say it's not a gili arayos because it's not bia. It's a bia for the Baal, so it should be a bia for the Baal. So she should have to give up her life. We know the Torah is mafker, the descendants of a goy. No. V'chi afkeri rachman alazare, when the Torah is mafker, his children, hani milid l'inyan dein l'chayas. That's only that they don't have yichus. The zarei choshev kezera behema, and their descendants are considered like the descendants of an animal. But regarding it being bia and gilei arayos, it's definitely bia and gilei arayos. So the Rivam vehemently disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. Now, who remembers? What is the Rivam's relationship with Rabbeinu Tam? What is the Rivam's relationship with Rabbeinu Tam? He was his brother, right? He's his older brother. Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Meir. See if I can find this. They were brothers. So Rabbeinu the Rivam is saying that legabe the Baal, it's considered relations. Legabe the Baal, it should be considered. So now the $1 million question, so what's the Gemara asking? The Lidrash Lehuda Ainashari. How could the Gemara ask that we should allow the Tznuis to live with the Goy? But Rabbeinu Tam says, well, you could tell them to live with the Goy because a Goy is not considered Arayos. But according to the Rivam, that living with a guy is considered Gili Arayos. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? It says, Toysis Yesh Loimar Dehachi Parach. This is the Rivam. Velidlo Yishlehu Da'ayna Shari. Avado, living with a guy, is considered Gili Arayos. But a woman's role in Bia is always passive, and a woman does not have to give up her life to be lived with, because a woman, when it's ba'oinis, is karka oilam. This is an expression. She's the ground of the world. She's not an active participant. V'loy avda maisa. She's not doing an act. Kedemeshani peksar ben saru moira Esther karka oilam haisa. When the Gemara asks, how could Esther live with Achashverosh? It was public. The Gemara answers, yes, it was public. But she was not an active participant. She was passive. Because a woman's role in Gilei Arayos is passive, therefore, she does not have to give up her life to avoid being violated. Isn't that interesting? A woman's role in Arayos is passive. Now, so what if it's passive? Anybody ever wonder about that? Why would it matter, because a woman's role in Arayos is passive, that she doesn't have to give up her life for Gilei Arayos? So the simple reason is that from where do we learn out that you don't have to give up your life, or you do have to give up your life for Torah mitzvahs? We know we learn out from V'chai Bahem that a person lives by the Torah, doesn't have to die by the Torah, one does not have to... One does not have to observe a mitzvah at the cost of their life, v'chai bahem. However, when it comes to ritzicha, we have a svara. When it comes to ritzicha, only if somebody is actively killing someone, only if someone is actively killing someone, do you have to, are you not allowed to save your life? Why? Because what's the reason why you're allowed to save your life, to observe the Torah? Because your life is more valuable, because Jewish life is more valuable than any mitzvah. A Jew's life is more valuable than any mitzvah. However, if you're going to be killing somebody else, so then you don't have, you can't say, well, my life is more valuable than any mitzvah. That's true, a life is more valuable than any mitzvah. But now, you want to kill somebody else. Who says that your life is more valuable than your friend's life? Maybe your friend's life is more valuable than yours. The Gemara calls that my chazus is damach didach sumak tvei, dama dechavrach sumak tvei. So when it comes to ritzicha, the reason why you have to give up your life is because it's true, Jewish life is more important than a mitzvah. But who's to say that's when it's between a mitzvah and your life? But if either way a Jewish life is going to be taken, so you have no right to decide which life is more important, and therefore one has to give up their life not to kill someone else. However, what if instead of the person being asked, either kill Pliny or we're going to kill you, the person is asked, either... either we're going to kill you or we're going to push you on Pliny. Right? What if the situation was, instead of Goyim saying, we're going to either you kill Pliny or we're going to kill you, what if Goyim say, either we're going to kill you or we're going to push you on Pliny? So then you're passively being involved in killing your friend. Then the halacha is that you are allowed to just be passive and allow yourself to be a tool in the hands of the Goyim to kill somebody else. So from here we see, by Ritzicha b'shev al tase, you do not have to give up your life to not do the Avera. So we learn out Arayos from Ritzicha, that just like Ritzicha, you could do Ritzicha b'shev al tase, Arayos you're allowed to do b'shev al tase. So the Shita of the Rivam is that Arayos, you're allowed to violate b'sheval tasa. And therefore the Gemara's kasha here is not that the hegemon is a goy, but rather the woman is an oynas, and she's karka oylam, and therefore it is permitted for her to save her life. So now Tosis has a kasha, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin already knew karka oylam. Because the Gemara asks, but Esther was public, and the Gemara answers, no, it's okay, she was karka oylam. Well, in the Havamina of the Gemara, where the Gemara didn't yet know karka oylam, then the Gemara should have asked a more basic question. That how could Esther live with Achashverosh? But it's Gilui Arayos! So now, why is this only a question on the Rivam? Bishlama Kunt Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara never asked that it's Gilui Arayos, because Rabbeinu Tam holds, she's a guy. There's no Gilui Arayos by a guy. So the Gemara never asks it's Gilui Arayos. The Gemara asks it's public. And the answer is Karka Oilam. But according to the Rivam, that the only reason it's not Gilui Arayos is because of Karka Oilam. And the Gemara and the Havamino didn't know Karka Oilam. So the Gemara should have asked, how could Esther live with Achashverosh? It's Gilui Arayos. To which Tosfos says, the Gemara knew it's Pashut, that it's not Gilui Arayos because of Karka Oilam. But the Gemara didn't know that Karka Oilam takes care of the fact that it's a Chil Hashem publicly. And the Gemara says, the fact that it's Karka Oilam takes care even of the fact that it's not a Chil Hashem. Says Gemara, Toysis the Pshitale. It was obvious, the Ika L'Shnuye, that you could have answered, Karka Oilami. She doesn't have to give up her life. But regarding desecrating Hashem's name, it would not did not seem to the Gemara the reason for Karka Oilam would help. The Gemara answers, Karka Oilam was Karka Oilam, afilu chil Hashem leka. It wasn't even chil Hashem. Okay. Tosfos continues. And we're going to have to understand why this is only a question on the Rivam and not a question on Rabbeinu Tam. The Tosfos asks, "Uveparak mitzvos chalitza, de parach gabe Yael." We just had in Yevamos on Dav Kuf Gimel, the Gemara asks regarding Yael, "V'hakamis hanya me'avera," but she was nene from the Avera. And the Gemara answers, what do you mean she was nene from the Avera? Toivason shel rishayim rahi eitzel tzadikim shehita bazuama. It was not what's good for the wicked is bad for the tzadikim, so she was not nene. Why doesn't the Gemara answer v'loy mishani karka oilam hasa? Haisa, why doesn't the Gemara answer that it was karka oilam? Question. What does this have to do with the price of tea in China? What's Tosfos bothered by? The Gemara in Yevamos, let's see. Where is the Gemara in Yevamos? Here. The Gemara Nivam is Daf Kuf Gimel. Tosfos quotes Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Yeah, is that? I have an old Gemara. Is it Kuf Gimel? What Daf do you have this Gemara by Yael? The bottom of the page. The The Gemara asks, "V'ha kamis hanya me'avera?" I'm Rabbi Yochim, Yishim Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai, Kol Toivasan Shor Rishayim, Eitz Rahi Eitz Al Tzadikim. Shenemar Hishamer Lecha Pentadaber Im Yaakov Mitoiv Adra. So Tosis wants to know, why doesn't the Gemara answer that she's Karka Oilam? Why isn't that a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam? Why doesn't the Gemara answer that Sisera was a guy? What does this have to do with the Rivam? If I remember correctly, there's a Shita Mekubetzes on this. Why is Tosis all of a sudden bothered by a kasha on that Gemara? Why is this a question on Rabbeinu Tam and not a question on the Rivam? So you ready? The Shita Mekubetzes says something very interesting. The Shita Mekubetzes, by the way, if you want to, it's on page 30. He says, "Oid hiksha b'toisus l'shitas rivam de b'perg mitzvahs chalitza parach gabei yal v'ha kamishanya me'avera u'mishani toivasan shosham rohi etzal tzadikim v'loi mishani karka oilam l'shitas rabbeinu tam nicha." So you could say this is the question. She's nene berotzen me'avera, that even though the bia of an akum is like a behema and you're not chayev, but she's nene. And the answer is it's not hana because he's matal zuama. It's like a behema. It's even worse. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could say the kasha is, I understand it's like a behema, but she's nene. And the answer is no, she's not nana. But according to the Rivam, that bias akum is a bia, what's the Gemara's question? If the question is, how could she do it beratzayin? Why ask the hakamasani ma'avera? And what's the answer? It's a bia, and she's chayiv. And if the question is, why didn't she give up her life? For that, the Gemara should have answered, it's Karka Olam, but like we say by Esther. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't answer Karka Olam. Only Karka Olam is only why it's not a Chil Hashem. But not regarding Gilei Arayos. Why it's not Gilei Arayos? It's because it's Hito Bazurma. And it's like a BS guy. But what is the Gemara's question according to the Rivam? If the question is how could she do a Barat sign, the Gemara doesn't ask it that way. And if the question is why wasn't she Meister Nefesh, the Gemara should have answered Karka Olam. To which Tosfos says, no, the Gemara is not asking why didn't she give up her life. The Gemara is asking, at the end of the day, how could we praise her that, oh, Yael did this great thing, Avera Lishma, Elahachi Perushe, V'ha Kamishanya Me Avera. She's Nene from an Avera. Lama Mishabcha Akosov Minoshim Ba'el Tevairach. Why do we praise Yael? The Darshinon Benazir, and we Darshin in Nazir. G'doyla Avera Lishma, Mi Mitzvah Shalai Lishma. Greater is an Aver Lishma from a mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. And the Gemara says, Yael was an Aver Shaloi Lishma. How could you say that Yael was Lishma? Right, the Gemara says that Yael's Aver Lishma was greater than a mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. But Yael was also Shaloi Lishma because she was Nana. I mean, the question is not, why didn't she give up her life? We understand why she didn't give up her life. Because it was Karka Olam. The question is, why do we praise her? Why do we praise her that she did an Avera Lishma, but it was an Avera Shaloi Lishma? The answer is, Umashani, Deloi Mishanya. She was not Nene. Va'asasa Avera Lishma. She did an Avera Lishma. Kedei Lahatzel Es Yisrael. In order to save the Jewish people. So basically, today's shiur, and I don't know, if you gotta go, please go. But in today's show, we saw two shitos in Tosfos. When I say you got to go, because I want to do one more thing. So It's okay. I know everybody's tired, including me, and I'm Michael, and I want to examine something in Sanhedrin. So it's going to be, let's say, 5 to 10 minutes after this. If you got to disappear, it's great. You watch the recording. But the bottom line, the summary of Tosfos is, our Gemara asks that we should, these tsnuais who think they have to give up their life because they would be usher to their husbands if they live with the guy, the Gemara asks, tell them that they don't have to give up their life because they're mutter to their husbands. To which Tosfos asks, they do have to give up their life. It's Gilui Arayos. So we have two Mahalchim. We have Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says the Bia of a Goy is not considered a Bia. It's not Gilui Arayos. The same way there's no Yuchsin, there's no Arayos. And the proof is the Gemara asks by Esther that it was public. The Gemara never asks that it was Gilui Arayos. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam allowed a woman who was mezana, that after the person she was mezana with converts, she may marry the Bayal. Could she marry the Baal? Not Pasha, what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Pashto says the Rivam grips Rabbeinu Tam that she could marry the Baal. But we pointed out, Chasam Sofer holds that in Rabbeinu Tam, she can't marry the Baal. The Rivam brings many rayos, that the arayos with the goy is an arayos and would create an iser to the Baal. One is the Gemara says ika prutzois. One is the Gemara later on chavav amid beiz. One is the chasher avadati avadati. So we see regarding the husband it's a bia, and if regarding the Baal it's a bia, regarding the boyal it's a bia. What is our Gemara's question? Our Gemara's question is, it is not Yeharik Val Yavar because she is Karka Oilam. By the way, and what if she goes Baratzain and she's not Karka Oilam? So then Taka, it's Yeharik Val Yavar. And that's why Esther says, now I would be Usher to my husband. I would be Usher to you, Mordechai. Until now I was Karka Oilam. But now I'm going Baratzain and I'm not Karka Oilam. And why doesn't the Gemara say by Yael she was Karka Oilam? The answer is because we weren't asking how she didn't have to give up her life. What we were asking for, what we were asking about is what? We were asking, but she's Nene, so why do we call it an Avera Lishma? And the answer is she wasn't Nene. If you want to spend 5 to 10 minutes on something in Sanhedrin regarding why Karka Oilam is mutter, then you could stay on. I'm just getting a Sanhedrin. I will not be... Okay, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.